GOP AGs speak out on former AG Kamala Harris' support for lawlessness, radical left policies. By Penny Starr on October 7, 2020. The Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA, spoke to reporters in Utah on Wednesday ahead of the vice presidential debate to make the case that Democrat candidate for that office Kamala Harris would install her radical left policies while in office, including Green New Deal environmentalism, open borders, and supporting lawlessness while calling for defunding the police. The press conference began with a video featuring scenes of violent riots taking place in cities across the country and Harris praising the people taking part in it in her own words. "Everyone be aware because they're not going to stop before Election Day and they're not going to stop after Election Day," Harris said in the video. "They're not going to let up and they should not." Republican Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes said Harris's words are empowerment of the lawlessness that is taking place in cities across America. "Kamala Harris is a danger to law and order because she refuses to condemn loudly and clearly the lawlessness and violence that has beset our nation," Reyes said. "American leaders should stand with land enforcement now more than ever," Reyes said, adding that he believes Vice President Mike Pence will make that clear in tonight's debate. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge called Harris's rhetoric on lawlessness taking place across the nation dangerous and divisive. "We need to defend, not defund the police," Rutledge said, adding that she has to attend a funeral this week of a fallen police officer in her state who was killed for being with the police. Rutledge said that as vice, President Harris would also be a threat to Americans' Second Amendment rights. "She wants to restrict everyday Americans the ability to protect themselves," Rutledge said. Republican Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, who is also chairman of RAGA, said when Harris served as California Attorney General from 2010 to 2017, she was known as one of the most liberal in the country. Landry said as Attorney General and as Vice President Harris would embrace radical environmental policies that would crush job creators and middle-class Americans. "Those policies include suing the Department of Interior while serving as AG in California to eliminate hydraulic fracturing or fracking, a technology that has allowed the United States to produce enough oil and natural gas to be energy independent." She also backed the Clean Power Plan, which Landry said would have increased energy costs for every American household $700 a month. And Harris has always, as AG and a senator, supported radical left immigration policies, including decriminalizing illegal immigration, supporting sanctuary cities, and giving illegal aliens amnesty and a pathway to citizenship, Landry said. Landry said Harris' record make her unfit to be vice president and that the vice presidential debate will inform American voters. "I believe tonight the American people get a great contrast between Vice President Pence and Senator Harris as to what type of policies and what type of people they want running this country," Landry said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.